Hey, listeners, welcome to Reflection and Desk Podcast. This is your host, Destiny. And for this episode, I'll be talking about how you can't accept favors from everybody or offers or whatnot. And when I say favors, I'm talking about little things like maybe helping you out with paying a bill, helping you with schoolwork, helping you with your business, like just stuff like that, just helping someone out in general. So, I mean, I'm sure some of you have some people in your life that offered to help you out and then probably threw it back up in your face or expected a favor in return. And the thing about those people, I can't stand a person who just want to offer help just to say they did something to make themselves look good and not for the benefit of being kind and just doing it from their heart. That, like, I came in contact with certain people who try to do stuff for me, and I told them, no, you don't have to do that, and stuff like that, and they do the favor anyway, and then later on, they go back around and complain about stuff like that. Like, do not come to me trying to offer a favor or try to act like you want to help me if you're going to try to throw it back up in my face or expect something in return. I don't mind, like, being nice and the kindness in my heart trying to return back the favor because you was like a decent person to me. I don't care about showing the same type of love or favor back, but it's just the fact how you just did something out of spite. You really didn't do it because you cared. You just cared enough for you to get something back for your own like little selfish reasons and stuff like that. And this just randomly just popped up in my head. I don't know what really sparked me to want to talk about this, but it just randomly came up and I was like, you know, I then came in contact with certain people. It's just certain individuals that I know that'll just do stuff just to say they did it and stuff like that, try to make themselves look good and I guess feel good in a certain type of way. And the type of person that I am, if I'm gonna do a favor for somebody, I don't really expect them to, like, I don't expect them to go head over heels and break their neck to do the same back to me. But it's just, well, what I'm trying to say is when I do a favor for somebody, I don't just do it just to say I did something, try to make myself look good and stuff like that. I don't do it for selfish motives. I do it out of kindness of my heart because I actually truly care deep down inside with helping someone out and trying to make life a little bit easier for them, because I'm a very like giving and caring person and stuff like that. I'm really deep into caring how people feel and try to help others out because I know how it is by not having somebody around to like help you out and stuff and just have somebody there that actually will take their time and encourage them, build them up, help them out with anything they want to get helped with. But yeah, you just always have to be careful with who you let help you out, because not everybody has good intentions when they're trying to help others out and stuff. Some people might brag about it and try to make you look bad and tell all your business and stuff like that. And sometimes it can be people that you never thought would do something like that to you, and it just shocked the world out of you that they would like tell your business and stuff like that, especially if it's a favor for something really personal that maybe you haven't even opened up to anybody else about, and they just open their big mouth and tell others about what's going on in your life. Like, no. I guess that's another way of saying just be careful who you trust and depend on and stuff. Don't ever put yourself in a position where you just keep on depending on a person. If you can help it, just try to be more on the independent side. Don't ever get too comfortable with depending on people to give out a helping hand and stuff, because at any day somebody can switch up on you and just start acting different with you. Or like I was saying earlier, they might throw it up in your face and try to make you feel bad and guilty and stuff like that. And every now and then you might come across a person that actually do care about what's going on with you and stuff like that and don't expect anything at all. It's very rare to find those type of people that's really real and not trying to have bad intentions and stuff like that. And I'm one of those rare people. And if you personally know me, like, I'm the person that goes above and beyond just helping somebody out and doing as much as I can, trying to be a positive person in someone's life. That, and I hate to keep on bringing myself up, but, you know, I mean, that's the only good example I can give. everyone that's listening is an example of myself, what type of person that I am. Like, yeah, it's just the fact that it's very rare to find somebody that doesn't make you regret even accepting their offer and stuff like that. Even with like job offers or something like that, a boss, a co-worker, somebody might come to you about the position and that everything seemed cool and fine, and then maybe you might accept the offer and it doesn't turn out like you expected it to be, and maybe people start acting funny with you, and I don't know, they just start doing odd stuff that makes you question, why did they even bring up the offer to you if they was gonna be jealous about it or any other thing that you can think of? And yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about this topic because it's a lot of situations out there where you be glad to have somebody help, but then later you be like, nah, I should have never even gave them a chance to even help me out and do this and that. But you know how we all at some point in time in our life try to give a person a benefit of the doubt, try to not, you know, put a stereotype or put a certain label on certain people or have certain misconceptions of people or perspectives and all that good stuff. But yeah, y'all get my point, what I'm trying to say and stuff like that. It's just like, how do y'all feel about somebody offering help and then later on they try to make it seem like that you was like fully dependent on them and couldn't help yourself? I really want to know your thoughts on it. I will be hashtagging ROD podcast with the question of this episode like I usually do, and I would love for y'all to communicate with me and tell me your thoughts on it. I have so many people that listen to my podcast and stuff like that and give me so much good feedback, and I love talking to each and every one of you and stuff like that. So if y'all see me ask that question with the hashtag and stuff on my Instagram posts, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, feel free to share your thoughts. No thoughts are bad thoughts. No opinions are bad opinions and stuff like that. Like, I'm open to anybody's perspective or what they got to say. But yeah, y'all know I'll be back with more episodes. So I hope everyone is having a good night. Currently, it's 7:44 p.m. where I am. So yeah, I hope everyone is enjoying their day and night whenever y'all listen to this. And yeah, like I said before, I'll be back with more episodes. Bye, you guys.